Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment in themes of the High Holiday Prayers. What is clearly the most important segment of prayer on Yom Kippur is the Vidui, the confession. We say it in the private Shmona Esrei. We say it as a congregation in the Chazan's repetition. This is really what Yom Kippur is about. We come to God and we try to do tshuva as best we can. A very important thing to keep in mind when we do the vidui so many times over the day is we're told in halacha that if we can think of a specific manifestation of sin that comes to mind, we should actually specify it, and not just in our minds. We should say it. So, for example, one of the al-chaits is we tell God, we admit that we've sinned in zilzul horim morim, in the degradation of parents and teachers. If there's a specific ugly example of that we've done that comes to mind, we should pause for a moment and say, and specifically in such and such a way. It's all right to say it in English. It's so interesting how it hits us so differently when we actually enunciate the words versus just thinking it to ourselves. One thing to keep in mind in a vidui, a difficulty when it comes to vidui is if you look at the standard English translation, so many of the things seem somewhat overlapping and redundant to each other. And then some of the things we look at, we say, we didn't do that. There's a lot of sins that we did, but that thing, I'm not guilty of that. Regarding the second point, there's a very famous approach among many commentators that God judges us in a very sophisticated way. It could be that there's a certain type of sin that I've never performed. But if I impacted someone else negatively, we are constantly impacting people. We're impacting our children. We're impacting our relatives. We're impacting our friends, our neighbors, certainly less observant people we see on the street. It could be that we unintentionally, unknowingly, had an impact on an individual, and they committed such and such a sin, and we have some indirect level of responsibility, we need to apologize to God for that too. But what I think is really worthwhile, there's a lot of work done by different commentators, Rav Elio Dessler famously did it, to go through the vidui and show that there's different possible interpretations of a lot of these phrases, and when you look at it in that way, it makes the lines of the vidui far more rich, it makes them far more distinct and separate from each other. And many times things that at face value are things that we would never do. When you look at it in a little more of a sophisticated, a little bit of a deeper way, maybe a different understanding of the phrase, it's very relevant to us. We're not going to have the time to go through each line of vidui, but what I did want to do is I just highlighted a few of the al-chaits that Rav Dessler comments on beautifully. If you look in the back of the art scroll Machzor, they have a wonderful commentary on Vidui, and others have published wonderful commentaries on Vidui. We spend so much time saying it on Yom Kippur. If you have time to do it, I would really encourage you. The best thing I feel is to look through it beforehand. Sit with a pen and paper and write specific examples of things that are relevant to our lives from this deeper understanding of the Vidui. If one doesn't have time to do that, to take a moment and for each line, look at a commentary before we go on, it becomes a much more uplifting and moving experience. So over the next day or two, I want to go through some. One of the first al-chaits, probably the first one, is al-chait shechatanu levanecha ba'ones, the sin that we committed before you with things beyond our control. What does that even mean? If it was beyond our control, what are we apologizing for? Rav Dessler says, so many times in life, we do the wrong thing. And what defense do we give ourselves? We say, I'm not strong enough to do that correctly. You know, it would be so nice. I'm not that religious. And I can't be that religious. It's not possible for me to rise to that level. And sometimes we're right, but many times we're wrong. And that's what he suggests we're apologizing for when we talk about ones. Another one, imutz halev. Literally, imutz halev means strength of the heart. What are we referring to when we say that? He suggests that we're referring to a certain stubbornness. How many people, how many times are we ourselves guilty of always having to be right? So we're doing something wrong. A person points it out to us, and we cannot begin to process that we're doing it wrong. Or, because we're so adamant that we're right, we say wrong things to people because if I have to be right, then they have to be wrong, and that means they're a bad person, and that means I have to express myself in a certain way to them. These are just two examples we'll continue to discuss tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful day.